Welcome back to the Panther Press Podcast. I'm Sarah Issa, and today we're going to be talking about the 7th annual middle school show, Charlotte's Web. Today I'm here with two of our student directors,
Peyton Stoyakovich
and
Ashley Taylor.
I'm going to hand it off to Ashley to give us a brief description of Charlotte's Web.
A little background on the show. This show was adapted from the book by E.B. White. This widely known story takes place on a farm and concerns a pig named Wilbur and her devoted friend Charlotte, the spider who works to save her life by writing about her in her web. Through the story, we see that true friendship is immeasurably valuable.
Thank you, Ashley. Now, if I could ask you guys, how's it like being a director for a middle school show?
I personally really enjoy this process more than I originally thought I would. I just like watching them make tremendous progress each rehearsal, and they are just putting on an amazing show, and I can't wait for you all to see it.
It's definitely challenging, but it's really fun at the same time, especially for me, because this is something that like I'm looking forward to in the future, and I love seeing all the progress that the kids make on stage like every single day.
Speaking of like the progress and stuff, what is the most rewarding part of the whole play itself?
For me, honestly, the most rewarding part is just seeing them be so proud of themselves and the progress that they've made. And, you know, when they finish a scene and they know that they did it good, seeing the smiles on their faces is just, like, really rewarding.
I agree with Peyton on that. And I definitely also want to say when the kids definitely memorize their lines and everyone's got all their lines memorized, because then the show starts to run a lot smoother.
And Ashley, I know you've been involved in the GTC for 6 years now. So how does it feel looking back on your middle school years and your underclassmen years, and now you're directing a middle school play?
It's definitely a crazy experience to look back and like see where I was 6 years ago. And the fact that like I'm in the position that like my student directors were in when I was like in middle school. And now like all those kids that were my age when I started are now looking up to me the way that I looked up to my student directors.
Okay, guys, my last question for you guys is, do you think that the GTC is in good hands?
I really do. There's a lot of talent that we've seen this year, and I genuinely think that with the addition of the 6th graders as well, that brings in even more. And I know that when they move up to the high school level, that we have given them the tools to manage for the future, and I'm very excited for it.
I am too. Thank you so much, Peyton and Ashley, for being with me here today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Julia Gonzalez, and today I am here with the Panther Press Podcast. Today we will be interviewing some of the cast members from the middle school production of Charlotte's Web. So I am here with
Anson Davis,
Maya Muncy,
Adrina Wizar.
All right. So what is your guys' favorite part about being in this production?
If I have to be completely honest, my favorite part is either sounding like a hillbilly for a good 4 hours after school, or just being able to experiment with different things while on stage.
I understand that. Can you go ahead and give me an example of your hillbilly accent?
Well, I can sound like this for a pretty lengthy amount of time, and if I do it correctly, I can go even more southern than this and just become almost completely unintelligible. Try to avoid doing that, though.
That was awesome. All right, Maya, your favorite part?
I like hanging out with everyone. It's fun to just be around people that are all friendly and everything.
Right.
Honestly, just the bonds we create in this community, this like little family, I would call it, because you know how Maya said, like everyone's kind of like a family and like we're all friendly, so, and we're very accepting.
Oh, that's great. All right, is there anything that this show you might have, like, struggled with a little bit?
Definitely projection. I cannot throw my voice very well. I'm pretty bad at it.
Remembering lines. I sometimes can suck at remembering anything, especially stuff like this, but I got it.
Kind of remembering lines, but just, like, being up there was kind of scary at first, but it got better, so...
Good, I'm glad. And then do you guys all think that you've improved in all those things?
I'd say I've done a pretty good job at projecting.
Absolutely, I've gotten better.
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. So I know that for some of you guys, it's your first time doing it, and then Audrina, it's your second. Do you think that you will do it again next year?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yep.
Good, good. I'm glad to see you guys all grow up and then eventually go to high school, hopefully. All right. Is there anything else you guys wanted to add?
If you ever do go into drama, remember to not try to scratch your face. It hurts, but you can't scratch your face when you have a mic and makeup.
Good tip.
Please come support the show. We've worked so hard on it that it would be a waste for nobody to come.
Please support the show.
All right, so you heard it here. Go see Charlotte's Web.
This weekend.
Yeah,
this weekend. This weekend, all right. All right, thank you guys.
Come see our show!
Hi, this is Director Ramos, and we hope you'll come see Charlotte's Web on February 17th at 7 o'clock, February 18th at 7 o'clock, and Sunday, February 19th at 3 o'clock.